Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. Thank you so much for joining me. I am back. Yes, I've been gone for a couple of weeks. I took a little time off just to relax a little bit and get some heavy things done that I needed to get so I could regroup. And here I am, and it feels good. I got your emails. I have your concerns, your calls, you know, the whole shebang as to where is the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. Well, I'm here, and I'm back, so thank you for being loyal. Thank you for your concerns. But first of all, how are my dogs doing? Well, you know what? My dogs are doing okay. My dog, Sunset Gower, a.k.a. I call her Millie, she's slowing down a little bit, of course, and what can I say? I love the dog very much, but she's hanging in there and just taking everything one day at a time from there. And the rest of my beautiful little furry four-legged mutts, or children as I call them for me, are doing just fine and bad as ever. And you know what? They chew up everything. They bark at everything. They're lazy. They're silly, you know, but they're so happy when they're outside of chasing that squirrel, that rabbit. And thank goodness the rabbit and the squirrel, 99.9% of the time, get away from them. So I'm good, they're good, and you know what? I hope that you're all good, too. All right, moving into, let's see, this weekend. What did everybody do this weekend? You know what? In a couple of weeks, we have Memorial Day coming up. So people will be taking off there. And anyway, what are you doing this weekend, or what did you do this weekend? If you went to the movies, as they say, you were in the loop. If you saw one of these top 10 box office movies, these are all just estimations. So if I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. If I'm right, well, good. All right, number one, no surprise here for the number one box office movie right here in the good old U.S. of A. These are just the estimation of the box office total. Avengers, wow. Is anybody surprised that the Avengers movie did good? I mean, no. I mean, first of all, listen to this cast. It stars some of the members: Robert Downey Jr., brilliant actor; Samuel L. Jackson, brilliant actor; Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, Don Cheadle. I mean, you cannot go wrong with this cast. Anyway, made an estimation weekend gross of over $77 million. Now, you know what? That's a whole lot of Java you could buy right there. So the Avengers movie, what could I say? I love it. And you know what? I didn't want to stand in line and go see it this weekend. Yes, I'm going to see it. Yes, I saw the other one. So you know what? What can I say? Number two, Hot Pursuit. This movie looks so good, and it looks so funny. It stars, who else? The lovely Reese Witherspoon. And then, of course, it stars the hot, sexy, beautiful, talented Latina, Sophie Vergara, sorry if I mispronounced that name. But anyway, did you know with this movie, now get this, Sophie, who's also one of the stars of Modern Family, she is the executive producer of the movie Hot Pursuit, and Reese Witherspoon, who ain't no chopped liver, is one of the producers of the movie. So you have them starring in the movie and executive producing and producing. You know what? Go ahead, ladies. Sisters are doing it for themselves. So, you know, that's the old title, the Aretha Franklin song. But you know what? Go ahead, ladies. You are really rocking it in Hollywood. And yes, I definitely will go see that one. And that one this weekend made an estimated a little bit over $13 million there. So not bad at all. And you know what? And you know it's going to pick up. But, I mean, it was up against the Avengers. So the Avengers has men, women, and children, you know, of all ages. So, of course, it's going to bring in more the first week. But you know what? Hot Pursuit is going to do it, too. I'm telling you. I can feel it in my bones. All right? It's going to be up there in the $77 million estimation mark there, too, soon. All right, number three, The Age of Adeline. Now, this one, Adeline, rather. This one made almost $6 million. Not bad at all. This is a kind of a little sleeper of a movie. And, you know, I didn't see too much press on this is what I'm saying when I say sleeper. Didn't see too much press. Didn't see too many billboards. Didn't see too much advertising unless I missed it. I was a little busy this week, so maybe I missed some. But anyway, one of the stars of this movie is Harrison Ford. I love me some Harrison Ford. So, and Katie Holmes is also in the movie, too. I thought very interesting there. All right, Furious 7. That one, of course, stars who else? Vin Diesel. And that has some sexy voice, she has. And Furious 7, I did not see this movie. Everybody I know that saw this movie said it is excellent. They didn't say it was good. They said Furious 7 is excellent. And that one made just about $5.5 million, and it's been out for a while, so not bad at all. Number 5, Paul Bart, Mark Cop 2. Well, number 1 was fantastic, so now we have 2. Of course, that stars Kevin James. Made just a smidgen over $5 million this weekend. Number 6, Ex Machina. Interesting on that one. That one made up just about $3.5 million there. Number 7, Home, 2015. Really good animation movie. Now you know I'm going to see that one. A great animation movie, great movie for kids, a lot of laughs. But anyway, one of the voices in the movie is Rihanna, the singer Rihanna. And you know what? Everybody I know who meets Rihanna, they all say the same thing. She's beautiful. She's so nice. She's so kind. And I thought that was really, really interesting. I remember a poll being taken somewhere I read, and they said out of the 10 singing artists, or the 10 celebrities to work for as far as singers and actors, who were the best ones to work for. And Rihanna's name was actually in the top 10, along with Whitney Houston, Brad Pitt, and George Clooney, and I think Jay-Z was number 1. I couldn't find the article, but I remember thinking Rihanna. And they said because she is so kind and she's so respectful of people around her. And you know what? She seems like she would be very respectful of people around her because she seems to carry herself in such a nice way. So in such a lady way. I like Rihanna. As you can tell, I'm a big fan. All right, so go see the movie Home and you'll hear her voice. Number 8, Woman in Gold. Okay, now this one, it's got to be a smash hit. It made just a little bit over $1.5 million this weekend. Not bad. It's number 8 this weekend. It was 10 last weekend. This one stars the great actress herself, Helen Mirren. Now, when you have Helen Mirren in a film, you got to know how to act. That's all I can say. So the whole cast is brilliant. I haven't seen the movie. I will go see the movie. I know it's going to be great. Anyway, check that out, Woman in Gold there. Number 9, Cinderella 2015. Everybody loves Cinderella. Made just a little bit over, almost $1.5 million for Cinderella 2015. And number 10, Unfriended. And that one made just a little bit over $1 million. And you know what? Unfriended. I'm sorry. I unfriended you. I didn't go see it for me. All right. So there's your top 10 movies right there. So if you went to one of those movies, I sure hope you got your popcorn going and everything like that. All right. Moving on to some interesting Hollywood news. If you're wanting to see what's going on with the 2016 show coming up, that will be actually next fall in September. Well, if you're an American Idol fan, you can say, but it looks like this will be, I'm sorry, next fall, allegedly, will be American Idol last season. You know what? I did get a little tired of the show. I do like the show. I watch it every now and then. I don't. I used to watch it all the time, back and forth. Anyway, one thing I can say about American Idol is sure got a lot of people out there and into the industry that we would have probably have never, ever seen. So that's the beauty of it for a lot of very talented people out there. I mean, you know, Fantasia, the girl can sing. I mean, she's incredible. Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson. So these are some really, really great talents, and I think that, you know, because they exist and their voices, they make a lot of people happy. They make the world a better place. just because they open up their mouth and sing, and that beautiful music comes out. So, but again, next season, number 15, allegedly will be its last season. I predict, nah. But anyway, that's what they're saying. That's a Hollywood rumor out there. And if you're a fan of Bones and Sleepy Hollow, well, yeah, duh, they'll be back on next fall. So you can catch Bones and Sleepy Hollow and, what can I say, Gotham. It looks like Gotham will be back. So I'm really glad for those because, you know, I like all three of those shows. So moving on there. All right, to our segment for In the Moment segment. Years ago, because, you know, Harrison Ford has his movie out years ago, and I've told this story before, I met Harrison Ford on a set. He was working, his show, whatever he was doing, I don't know, was being shot right next door at Fox Studios to Denzel Washington's movie. I forgot the name of Denzel Washington's movie, but anyway, I was working as a police officer on the Denzel Washington movie. Well, Denzel didn't have as good a snap as Harrison Ford. So I decided I would just sneak over to Harrison Ford's set because they were right next door. And I would steal me a cup of coffee and some donuts. I mean, Denzel had it going on, but Harrison Ford had it going on. So anyway, I go to Harrison Ford's set, and I'm taking this stuff, and I hear this voice say, "Excuse me, miss, are you a part of that?" So I'm just trying to ignore him. And then the voice repeats itself two or three times. "Excuse me. Do you belong to the set?" And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to turn around, put my hand on my hip, throw my hand up in the air, roll my neck, sister girl style, and get this monkey off my back. And I turn around, and Lord and behold, yes, it was my man Harrison Ford standing there with Denzel Washington. Okay, and a whole bunch of other people. So all I could say was, "Hey, Den." Yes, I did say Den. No, I did not say Denzel. "Hey, Den, how you doing?" Sure did. Went up there and got me a hug like we was BFF. And then I said, "Hey, Harry." He said, "Harry, Harry, oh, am I Harry now that you?" I said, "You know what? I will put this cup of coffee back. I got the sense, Mr. I started singing and dancing. Honey, I did everything but climb the walls, okay? Making up stories of why I stole the cup of coffee and the croissants. And you know, when you're stealing something, your mother will put it in your purse because like a dingbat, I had it there in my hand. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, all I can say was it was one of the funniest moments. They all gave me a hug. We all laughed. Yeah, I walked away with them donuts and coffee. Oh, come on, it was free. But anyway, first of all, do not steal. Do not put stuff in your purse. But you know what? Should have ate the evidence right away. Would have never been caught. But I got to see Denzel and Harrison Ford. And let me tell you, honey, they was both fine. Right, so anyway, that's my In the Moment true story segment. That's a true story that happened. Anyway, check us out at coffeechatter.net. I am so happy to be back. Everybody, make it a great day. The choice is up to you. And if you don't have something nice to say, shut up. Hold the door open for somebody. Tell somebody they look good. And watch the power in you grow. All right? Be nice to kids, be nice to animals, and be nice, most of all, to yourself. And thus, the world will be a better place. Much peace and love, everybody. Much peace and love. Coffee chatter time. Talk to you next Monday morning.